Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
A-Level Results Day was a big day for young adults all over the country a couple of weeks ago, including those at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate. So we went along to go meet some of the students and teachers to find out what they're planning on doing next. Three students who received their A-level results were William Urekolo, who got three A's, Megan McEverly, three A stars, and Jack Delaney, one A star and two A's. They tell Stray FM what they're up to next.
I chose maths, biology and economics just because I'm interested in them. I'll be going to Oxford to study law this year.
I studied maths, further maths and physics at A2 and then I did geography at AS.
And where's that taking you next?
To do engineering, which I obviously really enjoy, and the subjects link together quite well.
Imperial College London to do medicine. I did maths, biology and chemistry at A level, and then I did psychology at AS.
There were also a large number of students who studied BTECs.
Hi, I'm Oscar Kennedy and I'm studying triple BTEC business, which is extended diploma at level 3.
My name is Jevon Simpson. I do diploma science, subsidiary engineering, subsidiary sport and subsidiary diploma business.
Hi, I'm Tan. I'm doing the extended diploma in art level 3.
Next month, we're going to be focusing more on BTECs and also the Queen Ethelburga's faculty. But with regards to A-level results, Queen Ethelburga's students have achieved some fantastic results, and we heard from the principal and head of sixth form about why they think their students do so well and how they're supported.
Hello, my name's Stephen Gentle. I'm the principal here at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate.
Hello, I'm Alexandra Holmes, and I'm joint head of sixth form at Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate.
We're delighted with the results. They've been much stronger than they have been in previous years, and already we had a very strong track record, so we've been particularly pleased with sixth form results for this year.
What is it that you're doing that's, you know, churning out these fantastic results and each student is doing so fantastically well?
I think it's the whole process. I think, you know, people just think you need good teaching, but in fact the process is starting now for 2 years' time. We've just had the GCSE results. We will be looking at testing information for our own students, for students that are joining us for the sixth form. We'll be looking at their strengths and weaknesses, and as soon as they arrive, sitting down with them and discussing what they want to achieve at university. And then we try to make sure we put forward a programme for them that will actually get them to achieve what they want to do, but will also play to their strengths and their real interests.
Now, Ali, you help support students, particularly in sixth form. What support is there in place to help people get through these busy times of their lives?
Well, like Steve said, we spend a lot of time in the summer trying to get them on the right courses for them. We look at all the data. We have an induction week where they can start the courses. They can sample what it's like, talk to the teachers, make sure that they're happy with what they've chosen. Once they're settled and on their courses, we have clinics available. There's lots of one-to-one support, so they spend time with me, with their teachers, with their tutors. We've got an excellent pastoral department, so there's lots and lots of support for each individual in place, which I think really, really helps.
And do you find the students that have just gone through A-levels, or, you know, ones in the past, have they made the most of the support that's available?
Absolutely. I mean, you get the students that struggle a little bit more that obviously benefit from clinics and the support that I've just mentioned. But it's also important to mention that even the high flyers, the top performing students, still need the same level of support as the students that perhaps struggle slightly as well.
The support that I've received in the maths department has been amazing. So they do like clinics literally every day. And then my form teacher's also my maths teacher, so that's been really useful. Because in form time I literally turn up with like 10 questions and I'm like, Miss, can you help me? And she's always like there to help. And it's really good just having that support when you get stuck or just need a little bit of extra just to understand a question and things like that.
Megan, who you've heard of, for one, she's never one to take anything for granted. She used the support available, and she's definitely not one to blow her own trumpet. We've now looked at the nitty-gritty, and out of 2,000 marks, Megan dropped 7 overall, so she's really has done a fantastic job.
There are lots of different skills that you need in life, not just grades, not just, you know, doing fantastically, but skills for life, you know, attitudes, personality traits. What opportunities are there here for people to boost those?
Well, each week we run about 150 different activities for students across a whole range of different topics, from sport to music to drama to those involved with sort of academic subjects. So there's a really wide range that every student can find something which is of real interest to them.
One of the teachers at school is a barrister, and she took a club on mooting, which is a legal form of debating. So that really prepared me very well for interview, and it was something I was asked about as well when I was down there. It just shows wider interest in law, and we do mooting as part of the degree.
In year 12 I did this engineering club run by one of the teachers here, and that was really useful because we did things like flying planes, modelling them and other things. It really gave you an idea of what area interested you of engineering, because it is such a wide subject.
There is like a medics group, and in that we like do loads of like extra reading, and we like have debates, and that was quite useful for my interviews and stuff, because I could bring up current affairs that we'd talked about and points that we'd talked about during lesson time.
From the students that you've heard from already, for example, one of those students was involved in mooting, which is an activity that we have on offer that usually students don't get experience of until they're at university level, which gives them a good chance to see what it's like to be in the law court. Another one we offer is the engineering education scheme, and a group of our students have been hugely successful. They did a project where they worked with Network Rail, which was to improve safety at unmanned level crossings, a project that they were working on, and it was so successful that they actually want to trial one of these at a real level crossing. So they do exceptionally well in these things.
And am I right in thinking someone from Network Rail heard them on Stray FM as well?
Yeah, apparently so.
And they came in and guaranteed some funding for the following year. The scheme at that time was under some sort of doubt and what have you, and having heard about the scheme live on Stray, then he went back and made sure that we got some extra funding for the following year, which was obviously to our advantage and our students.
Yeah, fantastic news.
One of the really impressive statistics is that 80 out of 128 students in the college achieved at least 3A grades at A level, which, you know, to me is a fantastic result, not just, you know, for the fact it's a good statistic, but for the chances it gives those students in terms of university places. But 87% of the grades in the college were A star or A. Within the faculty, the college's sort of sister sixth form, then the students achieved 83% A star and A grades, which is, you know, again a fantastic achievement.
Thank you so much for having us. If there's anyone who wants to find out a bit more about what you guys do and wants to maybe come along to an open day, where's the best place for them to find out more?
The best place is to go to our website, www.qe.org, and there you have information on how to get in touch with our admissions department. You've got sort of videos you can access and what have you to get a bit more of an insight into the school. So all of the information you need should be there.
Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.